Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather in Tel Aviv is sunny, with temperatures perfect for a morning outdoors. Jerusalem is a bit cooler, but still pleasant. Haifa and Eilut are enjoying clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just 40 minutes ago, former President Donald Trump has threatened Tehran with 1,000 missiles. He claimed he ordered the military to prepare if Iran attempts an assassination. Also, in the past hour, according to the Forward, UK Jewish groups expressed concern as Andy Burnham, the likely next prime minister, criticized Israel over Gaza. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Iran is rebuilding a suspected nuclear weapons site. Satellite images show extensive repairs at the Talegan 2 facility inside the Parchin military complex. Separately, from JNS earlier today, Bernie Sanders compared Israel to Sudan and Russia. He acknowledged Israel was attacked, but accused it of war crimes like those nations. And finally, according to JTA from earlier today, Andy Burnham criticized the UK government's initial response to the Gaza conflict, expressing concern amongst Jewish groups. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky posted just minutes ago that President Trump has declared 1,000 missiles are ready and aimed at Iran. Al Arabiya English wrote earlier today that China is temporarily blocking helium exports due to the Iran war's escalation. This adds to global supply disruptions. Middle East 24 reported an hour ago that the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Iranian businessman Ali Ansari. They allege he manages a global asset network benefiting key figures within the Iranian regime. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the situation involving former President Trump. Israel Hayom reports that Trump has ordered military preparations against Iran. This follows threats of assassination against him. Such a move could escalate tensions significantly, impacting regional stability. Turning to the UK political scene, The Forward highlights growing concerns among Jewish groups over Andy Burnham's stance on Israel. His criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza has sparked fears about future UK-Israel relations. Burnham's position could shape the UK's foreign policy towards the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Iran's nuclear site reconstruction points to renewed tensions. The Talegan 2 facility, part of the Parchin military complex, is undergoing significant repairs. This development could lead to increased scrutiny from international watchdogs, affecting diplomatic negotiations. Separately, Bernie Sanders' remarks, as reported by JNS, have stirred controversy. He drew parallels between Israel and countries accused of war crimes. This comes in the wake of the October 7th attacks on Israel. Such statements could influence U.S. foreign policy debates. Finally, Andy Burnham's criticism of the UK government's Gaza response, highlighted by JTA, underscores a shift in political discourse. Jewish groups express concern over his comments, reflecting wider anxieties within the community. This could affect the Labour Party's support base. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a product recall for the Luxten brand spiral oven. The recall is due to risks of burns and electric shock, impacting households across Israel. Separately, CTech covers fintech startup Fintrust, which aims to revolutionize the wealth management market. They have raised $10 in funding and plan to set a new standard in a $145 trillion industry. And finally, according to Globes, the Recanati family has increased its control of Maccabi Tel Aviv basketball team. They paid $50 million to boost their stake from 29% to 58%, marking a significant investment in Israeli sports. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.